several times they tried to get Dad to buy the house, but he said no, it was so badly built and there was a great crack in the back and he wouldn't have it and it would fall down before long. And of course it's still standing there.
Didn't you say the same? Your grand sort of had the opportunity of buying.
Oh yes. And well, evidently the landlord said, you can buy the cottage if you like now. They're going to be for sale. So the £200 it was. And so she said, I'll have to think about it, because being very wise, she had her own surveyor. And he said to her, No. He says, no, don't touch it with a barge pole. It's not going to last. It's not worth your money.
Yes, exactly what my dad said.
And they're selling for thousands now. So she didn't buy it, I mean. But we still had gas lights and that in those days.
She thought,
getting a bargain, but because they were actually I don't know if you found out, they were condemned before the war.
Oh, were they? I know that 1910,
they were described
in the evaluation 1910, they were described, these cottages are not well built, the brickwork is inferior, and roofs slightly saggedy. Nice word, saggedy.
Yes, I know.
And now what they're selling for, yes.
I don't know if anybody's noticed when you've been going on the bus or passing, but they have got the ties at the end of the blocks of cottages.
Mm.
You know, like the S is the metal
yeah.
to sort of hold them together.